Russell actually stopped by yesterday to say goodbye. And he was very, very supportive. The county sent me to some national trainings, and, you know, it's great to listen to what other people are doing and what works, and we adopted all that and more into the shelter there, and we've got a short length of stay and a high live release rate by following all that, and so we have a lot to be proud of, the whole county.
Now, you didn't bring a whole lot of knowledge into this, other than the fact that you've been a farmer and you've been around animals all your life, but that was about it.
I knew nothing about the shelter, and so it was a welcome relief to get some training.
Yeah, and so when you compare our shelter to others, are we better?
I have to tell you, all you have to do is take a look on our shelter website. And we post our monthly report every month, intakes and outcomes, and our annual. And we use the same software program that 10 other Montana shelters and 1,500 other mm-hmm. national shelters. And we rank right at the top in both low euthanasia and short length of stay.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, how did the COVID-19 thing affect the animal shelter? It affected every organization.
It certainly did, and it really opened our eyes. We, by limiting traffic through there, the animals, especially the dogs, but the dogs and the cats, were a lot more at ease without having a parade of strangers come through every day.
I know. Yeah.
So we actually adopted that into what's called managed admission. We now try to see as many people as we can by appointment, and it's made a huge difference. Instead of people walking through the dog kennel aisles where the dogs are all going nuts, hoping they get to be let out.
Yeah.
We bring them out to the people out in the front yard or in a meet and greet room, and they show better. Our adoption rates are a lot higher. People go home the same day with an animal, and so the COVID taught us that.
And during COVID, people were locked down and staying at home. I think there was a big demand for pets at that time.
Well, there was, and you know, most for the most part, they stayed in those homes.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I just wondered because I knew a friend who was looking for a dog, and he goes, "I can't find any dogs," you know. And I said, "Well, have you checked the animal shelter?" And he said, "Yeah, they had two or three at that point." So you guys must be successful on the intake and turning them around.
Although what's happening with this housing crisis is tenants are having a harder and harder time finding landlords who are allowing pets.
Oh, boy.
And so now we have a big surge in owner surrenders. For the longest time, we had mostly strays and very few owner surrenders. And the great thing about having strays is somebody's usually looking for them. But
yeah,
the owner surrenders, mm-hmm. the length of stay is longer, and so it's putting a strain on
Well, what we saw was a lot of homes or residences that were rentals that people were living in got bought up and turned over.
Yes, so. Exactly. Yeah, fewer rentals, and I mm-hmm. think it's such a renter's market. I certainly don't blame landlords, but pets can do damage, and sometimes people are a little irresponsible with their pets, and so a few ruin it for the many.
Okay, well, but you have well-trained animals there, I know. That's what your job has been, you know, just to calm the animals down.
Not exactly, but yeah. They do like to be sung to once in a while, and they can't go anywhere, so, you know.
A captive audience.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, it's you know, it is probably one of the most humane things we do, is take care of these animals that are strayed, and those who, for whatever reason, cannot be adopted out, we take care of them too.
Sure, we do. Yeah, and you know, there's a great network right here in the state of the other shelters. We have a monthly conference call every month. We do once in a while when we have a long-term resident there, we'll call up the Tobacco Valley shelter or maybe one of the Missoula shelters and say, if you got some long-term residents, why don't we trade two or three? And mm-hmm. sometimes just a change of scene gets those animals adopted within often days of their arrival.
That's awesome.
Innovative.
Yeah, you know, well, there's a lot of shelters out there, private shelters, and they have zero euthanasia policies. Mm-hmm. But they don't take all comers.
Very, very true, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we're a municipal shelter and have to take, we have a dog ordinance, and so we have to take all the dogs that people want to turn in, and that can make it tough. But, you know, like I say, I'm proud we don't euthanize very many, and mm-hmm. usually it's a group decision between our vet that we have in 2 days a week and the chief animal care person and the shelter director, and so we take it very seriously.
And sometimes they're just animals that have been damaged.
Exactly, yeah. Usually they're not. I mean, dogs aren't born angry, nor cats. Usually they just have had a tough upbringing, and that's we're the guardians for the public too. I hear every time we have new commissioners, please make sure that we're not turning loose angry, potentially dangerous animals. And yeah. sometimes, mm-hmm. tell you the truth, their quality of life has deteriorated. Yeah. And so you have to make the decision that this animal is suffering.
Yeah. So let's, if you were to continue in this role, what changes would you like to see happen?
Well, you know, if I had more energy and hopefully a younger person on board, I'd see if I could encourage the local vets to maybe donate one day a year. We've got a complete medical facility in there for our county-owned animals, mm-hmm. but it sits empty a couple days a week, and veterinary expenses for the general public are very expensive, and you can't blame the vets. It costs just as much to graduate from vet school as it does people doctor mm-hmm. schools, yeah. and so they've got to hire staff, buy expensive equipment, have a building to maintain, and so mm-hmm. if we could better utilize that and have some way to make sure we're helping the neediest folks, I think that would be a great
pro bono vet work.
Huh? Right. Mm-hmm. You know, one day a year, if we could get yeah. one vet a month in there, that would be 12 days a year, and I just haven't had the time myself to go do that. But
yeah. Well, talk with us a little bit about your impressions of the new guy.
Oh, the new guy, Austin Hicks, is a great guy. He's going to be a great fit. He's had about a 16, I think, year career in law enforcement, mm-hmm. moved up here with his family. He's got young kids, moved out of the Kansas City area, and he's got a master's degree in administration, and he'll be a great leader. He fits right in. He does have a sense of humor. He's very smart. I think he'll do great.
Did he work with canines in his prior gig?
He worked very closely with the animal control okay. people in that Kansas City area. And so, yes, and he has a dog. So.
All right, good. Mm.
So what are you going to do now that you're a gentleman of leisure?
Well, like I tell people, whatever my wife tells me.
Yeah, that's
we've lived in the same house for 30 years, so there's a lot of work to do there. But, I just kind of like to, I've got kids in a couple of parts of the country. And
now you can go visit them to bug them.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Cliff, it's been a pleasure to know you and to watch the transitions you've made over the last decade at the animal shelter, and you leave it in very good hands.
Well, thanks, John and Robin. Yeah, I'm proud of everything we did, and it wasn't any one person, you know. It was a team effort. The county commissioners, I've been through a lot of commissioners over the last 13 years. they support the shelter. They like the fact that people like the shelter. The citizens of this valley have been so generous with donations and things. That's what's built a lot of our capital improvements, bought a lot of our equipment, and so it's been a community-wide effort.
Well, that's great. Cliff Bennett with the Flathead County Animal Shelter. Little known fact, he does a George Ostrom impression.
And yep, George, I used to listen to George talk about methamphetamines in Kalispell. I miss George and his wit.
Yeah. So do we. Yeah. Cliff, thank you so much for all you've done, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate it, guys. Yeah.